The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.840 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. An early happy 4th of July to you. Of course, we will not be here tomorrow. Well, my voice will be here in the best of Bader. People, well, how is it really the best? Well, it's not the worst. It's the topics that we think if you miss them the first time around, they'll be interesting. Evergreen, as we like to call them here, as opposed to Everclear, which is something that's a little different. I'll bet you my 18-year-old daughter, who's producing the show, do you even know what Everclear is? You have no idea what Everclear is. When you're done signing into email there, Google Everclear. Boy, it does my heart good to know that you don't know what Everclear is. Oh, she just saw what it was. It's basically, it's about as close to 100% alcohol as you can get without making your own grain alcohol. Oh, yeah, we've debated. Ha, oh, that just does my heart. You had no idea what that was. Whew. Then I did at least a couple of things right. Good to hear. Well, now you do, but trust me, that's not where you want to start. Anyway, so we're doing that. It, by the way, in the morning tomorrow, we'll have special 4th of July programming from the Blaze Radio Network. And, you know, if you're a listener to conservative talk radio, it's something I think you're going to appreciate and enjoy. So that's tomorrow, 6 to 9, and then the best of Bader, 9 to 11, best of Rush, best of Sean, and then the Brewers, who did not present the best of the Brewers the last 2 days. They lost their first series of the year. That's how well they've been playing. They got into July without losing a series. And what really, in my opinion, what hurts is both of those games were winnable. Yesterday's the true heartbreaker. They've also now lost three in a row. That's not the first time that's happened this year, I don't think. Pretty sure. Not going to panic. Big series coming up, though, with the Cincinnati Reds. Just a tough way that they lost. I mentioned the 4th of July tomorrow. I want to remind you again. Part of Fire Over the Fox, the Liberty Bell ringing and veteran salute is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Brown County Courthouse North Grounds in the Liberty Bell area. That's tomorrow at 1. It's a really nice program. If you're going to be down there anyway, or even if you're not, if you want to just go down there for that, that would be fine. I just want you to know that that's there. We took up a topic a while back, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think it was Appleton that started that topic. This is the story. We took up the topic of special assessments. What we're talking about is when, as you, a property owner, are assessed a fee for road work that is runs along your property. Told the story, I have owned two homes. I've been fortunate. We never got hit with the special assessment thus far. It's basically 10 years. Bought the house that we live in now in July of 2004. It was 29th, right? Was that, yeah. Like, there's a reason we remember that. And so it's just less than 10 years, and we have not been hit with a special assessment. We were hit with a special assessment on our property in Sheboygan. It was a corner lot, and we got nailed with curb and, was it just curb? I don't remember now. I remember it was $100 a foot. I do remember that. These have long been controversial, and we took this up and we asked your opinion on it, a couple of months ago. Should it go on the property tax rolls? Is that fair? Is it fair to make the property owner pay a percentage of it just because it's along their property when everybody uses the street? And I said, the problem here is this: not all properties are created equal. In Sheboygan, I lived on a main thoroughfare. Actually, we lived on two of them. 8th Street is a major north-south thoroughfare. Union Avenue, well, 8th Street is a major north-south thoroughfare throughout Sheboygan, from north to south. Union Avenue is a pretty significant east-west thoroughfare on Sheboygan's south side. It basically goes from what's the Beltline in Sheboygan, Taylor Drive, all the way to the lake. And we lived a couple of blocks from the lake, which was very nice. Both very busy streets. I could have made the argument there that, a lot of people use 8th and Union, use those two streets. I cannot make that case on the small residential street on which I live now. And this is the point that I made when we took this up last time. You have a much better argument for me as a property owner, for Jerry Bader as a property owner to pay a larger chunk of, you know, whatever they would have to do, than in my old house. And I said, that's where it gets tricky. If you haven't heard, and we didn't take it up, this came up, I believe, on Monday, Appleton is floating an idea that very few cities have done. In fact, I believe, in terms of cities, Beloit, Janesville, and Milwaukee have, and then St. Croix County, a wheel tax. What is a wheel tax? A wheel tax is when a local municipality, which is allowed by state law, imposes a per vehicle tax in addition to the state registration fee that you pay. The stated intent of this wheel tax in Appleton would be to offset the special assessments that homeowners, property owners, now are hit with when there is road work done right outside their door. This seems to be that happy medium between the two alternatives that we debated on the show previously, having the individual homeowner take a big hit for work done right outside their door, or put it on the property tax rolls. Is that fair? The argument here would be this is people using the streets. So if you use the streets, this is more fair than the homeowner, the property owner taking the hit when, even if everybody doesn't use the streets are available for everybody to use. In other words, if you live on a secluded street and most of the people who use that street are either people who live there or people who will come and visit the people who live there, why should everybody pay? I don't know if I find a wheel tax much more different than putting this on the property tax roll. You're still spreading it out. The only way it limits here is it's only to anyone who has a registered vehicle, Wisconsin law allows cities and counties to tack on a fee, again, to your vehicle registration. The idea is to make the charges of road repair more equitable for city residents, Alderman Joe Martin told the Appleton Post-Crescent earlier this week. Some of these special assessments are devastating, Martin said. We should look at this wheel tax as an economical driver, and people can live in the city and not be charged a special assessment. I see two points of issue here. One is this more fair? Well, if in essence, as a motorist, well, or at least as a vehicle owner in the city of Appleton, you are now paying an additional cost to have a vehicle, which helps cover the cost of road repair throughout the city. I guess you could argue that is more fair than nailing property owners with it. Okay. What, though, is the larger point or should be the larger concern here in the event that this starts to catch on? Because I know that people on fixed incomes, there are people where it's a hit, where suddenly you're stuck with this. Now, most cities, what they do with special assessments is come up with a payment plan over 3-4 years, whatever. But even that can be onerous to property owners. So this might seem more fair. What's the obvious danger in this, though? And this is where I think the residents of Appleton should pay very close attention to this debate. There needs to be a 100% ironclad guarantee that this money is, in fact, going to offset special assessments and that the people of Appleton don't end up with both. This has to be worded in such a way that there is no way that this money can be used for something other than its intended purpose. And that they don't start, oh, yeah, by the way, you know what, we still don't have enough money for street repair. So in addition to the $20 per vehicle tax, yeah, we're going to continue, we have to bring the special assessment back. What should be built into this wheel tax, and the city of Appleton residents are nuts if they don't demand this. It should be absolutely built into this tax is an elimination, and maybe it is, an elimination of special assessments forever unless the wheel tax is repealed. But what should absolutely be built in is an absolute guarantee that they never bring it back. Yeah, we just got a call got an emailer. I live in Mayville that has a wheel tax in place. The city council voted to get rid of this nonsense. The fee is just another tax. I believe the revenue used for this just goes into the city's general fund, not for roads special assessment particularly. It won't go away when special assessment needs are met. That's exactly my point. And if it actually managed to raise more than offset the special assessment, it should then go into an account to continue to go against special assessments. I'm sorry, I never trust a taxing body with additional tax dollars. Same reason I oppose a 0.5% county sales tax when the Lambo tax goes away. I do not trust taxing bodies to say, oh, no, this will... No, this is what we're going to use. Oh, no, no, this will be fine. I am sympathetic on how some people really struggle paying these special assessments. I am. But just as though in the same way that some people in the city of Appleton were not paying attention when this bike lane plan was passed. And then when it starts eating up parking space on their street, where the hell does this come from? Well, it was passed 4 years ago. You need to pay attention to this stuff. Again, I'm not even saying I support this. I'm saying if it happens, they need to make sure that there is a guarantee that the special assessments are, by passage of this wheel tax, eliminated. There's no way they can suddenly say, oh, you know, damn, this isn't the money we thought it was. That has to be a guarantee. And by the way, this is not just an Appleton issue. You need to be paying attention to this because I guarantee, I don't care what community you live in, Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, De Pere, Howard, Bellevue, or Brown County, they're going to be paying attention to this. Hey, that's not a bad idea. I am sympathetic, and I do understand that it's a legitimate issue that homeowners getting nailed with this can be really, really tough. All right, tomorrow is the 4th of July, and as we have been telling you all week, the preferred seating area for the fireworks display, Fire Over the Fox, is the WTAQ preferred seating area. As such, we've been giving away pairs of tickets all week. We have 4 pair remaining, which means I have to come up with 4 numbers right now for you to call. You know, we're heading into a holiday week. Holiday weekend, my imagination isn't in full gear. They're ringing off the hook. So, okay, because they're ringing off the hook, I'm not going to do 1, 2, 3, 4. I was, but now I'm going to make Mallory work a little bit. Let's see. 11, 12, 13, 14. Callers 11 through 14. Well, actually, how many pair did I say we have? We have 4 pair. Yeah, so that's right. That's right. 11, 12, 13, 14. So those of you who got in early, it's 8:58.